This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's higher frequency. You are listening to Capricorn Drive. Earlier on, we spoke to Mrs. Rotenda Ramazuri from Tico Events about a prestigious event happening, the 11th Annual Business Premium Jazz Festival. And there's also going to be a very special moment of honoring artists and people who have been very big in storytelling, big on economic empowerment, and also people who carry heritage at the back of, respectively, both of them, that is Ntate Vusi Mahlasela as well as Dr. Colbert Mukwebo. So we have invited Dr. Colbert Mukwebo to join us to get a sense of how he feels about this beautiful festival. Mukwebo, rikoba tanganedza, orini dokotera? Nerovua, thank you for making time to join us. Doc, firstly, congratulations on being honored. This is something very big, a long time coming, right?
You're welcome.
You know, I must also say that congratulations. I mean, you have lived such a colorful life, and really it looks like your life now should not just be about the music, but be about recognizing the powerful work and contribution that you have made. What does this recognition now mean to you?
Well, first of all, I give thanks and praises to the Most High, for the guidance all throughout the years, guidance and protection, more especially for my supporters. They also play a very big role in keeping me in line, they are my strength and motivation and everything. So it feels good, to realize that whatever you're doing, there are people out there watching.
Yes,
Aya. So it gives me great joy, really.
Yes, Aya. And as we celebrate Freedom Month, what does freedom look like for Dr. Colbert Mukwebo, personally and professionally?
I and I, as Rasta, we're free even if we are in bondage, because emancipation of the mind is the first thing that can set you free before anything else. Although, in South Africa, we come a long way. It is true that we don't live like before. There was a drastic change. Mm. Although maybe there can be problems today that we face today. Yes, problems are problems, but the freedom that we have today should be appreciated,
We are only exposed to the nice part, the music, the honoring, as well as the accolades. But what about the challenges? I don't think we speak more about the challenges that you have overcome. What would you say these are the challenges that stand out for you?
Well, there is a lot of challenges, more especially in this kind of industry where it is a dog and dog yum dog situation, because it's an industry that deals a lot with money and things. So there is a lot of things going on, and the industry is controlled by white people. Mm-hmm. I mean, ever since I was born, I found it like that. We work with record companies. I work with a lot of record companies and realize how they rip off musicians and everything. Everyone would say, well, things have changed. You can upload your songs and have them on this social platforms and everything. But now, I think it's only the names that change. It's no longer Gallo Records or EMI Records, but now we speak of these stores. Mm. But who do they belong to? And how much money do they make? We don't know. We only know how much we make out of what we've done. So there's a lot of challenges here.
Yes,
we carry on because, being a musician is like a calling. All these challenges don't matter.
No, powerful words. I mean, definitely helpful for the next generation who would like to build sustainable career in this industry. Botokotera, thank you so much for making time to chat to us. We wish you all the best with your performance, and we wish you all the best also when they honor you. This is such a powerful move, and we appreciate you for the contribution that you have made in this country. You are a true icon, and you carry the flag of Limpopo in South Africa at large. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Nah, bakwem.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.